This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops were withdrawing from Ukraine, around Ukraine's second largest city, have been bombarding it for weeks, according to the Ukrainian military on Saturday. It said the Russian forces were pulling back from the northeastern city of Kharkiv and focusing on guarding supply routes. As the troops withdrew, Ukraine forces and officials continued the grim task of finding and recovering the remains of Russian servicemen killed in battle. In an AP interview, the security consultant Justin Crump says that he thinks that Russia will continue the war in Ukraine for months to come.
Of course, their final hope is that we will lose interest completely in the conflict in Ukraine by the summer. They're calculating that Western audiences will lose interest in the same way as Afghanistan last year. And that's something that Russia thinks that time is working in its favor.
The largely Russian-speaking city with a pre-war population of 1.4 million was a key military objective earlier in the war when Moscow hoped to capture and hold major cities. The withdrawal of Russian troops from Kharkiv came as a grinding battle for the country's eastern industrial heartland of Donbas continued. Meanwhile, U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says U.S. senators who visited Ukraine on Saturday have reaffirmed that the U.S. will back Ukraine until it wins its war with Russia. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky called the visit a strong signal of bipartisan support from Congress and the American people. The Senate is working to approve a nearly $40 billion package for Ukraine. McConnell says it's in the national interest of the U.S. to help other countries deter